Outer with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond powder. Relief starts now.
New Quaker State Defy motor oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
That's right, it's Monday. In case you didn't know it, that music will remind you it's Monday. And time to talk once again with Jose Hernandez, and I actually have something for him and a question for him. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's give you the phone numbers, because after Jose finishes enlightening us, you get a chance to question him about your computer, your TV, your cell phone, whatever, or one that you're thinking about buying. Here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. Or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. I would call now if I were you, first come, first serve, and you can ask Jose whatever you want to ask him. He's brought to you by Oreck and the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. A lot of great products with the Oreck name on them. Please tell him your AM and the PM. PM, we always appreciate that. Here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Frank.
Well, here... This is what I wanted to ask you, and the reason I want to ask you is there was an article in the paper today that said the Joplin School District is going to equip some buses, initially 6 buses, with Wi-Fi. And the reason, and I think this is good, is that sometimes they take buses, the band will take a trip, or a football team will take a trip, and it will allow the students, and they'll be, what's the word for when they filter out, like they can't get on and watch, you know, unacceptable offensive stuff, but they'll be able to get online. They could do homework, they could stream or whatever. I think it's a great idea, and eventually I guess all school buses will have it. But here's my question. How does that work? Where's the... I understand Wi-Fi and there's a router in the bus, but where does the bus get its broadband signal? Where does it get its high speed?
I haven't read that article, but traditionally what happens is they install a Wi-Fi hotspot in the bus. It's okay. It's a cell phone that just does data.
Okay, so they're not going to be watching movies. It's not going to be that fast.
No, it may or may not be. You can purchase hotspots that are 4G compatible. That'll give you some pretty good speed.
So you can the school system just for each bus literally buys a hotspot.
A data cell phone for it, a hotspot. Yeah.
Okay, and that's just a monthly charge.
Mm-hmm.
And then anybody in the bus can get online. Okay. I think eventually all buses will have to, because I'll tell you something. There's some kids that sit on the bus and have a 30, 45-minute bus ride each way, every day. Kids live out in the country and stuff. And on the way in, you could do a little homework. You could, you know, get a lot of stuff out of the way so you don't have to be dunsing around with it at school.
Oh, absolutely.
Aren't they making cities hotspots also? Like St. Louis and, like, bigger cities?
There are some cities that are installing free Wi-Fi, and basically all the phone poles or all the telephone poles, the power poles become Wi-Fi connections.
And don't you think in 2 or 3 years, almost everywhere will be Wi-Fi? You'll get a Wi-Fi. You can jump in anywhere.
Almost. Google's talking about putting Wi-Fi on the world. They're going to use little blimp devices.
Wow!
To set up the signals where places that don't have trees or poles or things to put them on, or sparsely populated areas.
So when you say blimp, is it tethered?
Yeah, yeah, little ones that you put on the end of a tether. Military weather balloon style blimps. I'm sure you've seen the style.
Now, how long can that stay in the air without needing another burst of helium or whatever it's got in it?
No, I presume they've got a couple of them, and they just do maintenance on them every once in a while. And so when they're getting ready to pull the one down, they crank the other one up.
And do you need that because it has to be higher than you could put a tower or a pole?
Right, to see further if it's a sparsely populated area.
What about storms?
I presume
that's a good question.
I presume they would take it down during storms. I haven't read the full article on how Google plans on doing it.
That's a great question, though.
Every of course, time. Along those lines, PayPal wants to go ahead and set up doing business in space.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now you're into a realm I can't even begin to understand.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You guys have anything for Jose?
No,
apparently not. All right, Jose, what do you have for us?
Introduced in October of 2009, Barnes & Noble's e-reader called the Nook was a basic e-reader. Barnes & Noble's getting out of the Nook business. They're no longer going to manufacture them. They'll send that off to third-party manufacturers. They noticed a 34% decrease in digital content segments over the past quarter. Basically, the fact that iPads and a slew of Android-based tablets followed shortly after they released their reader, it has encouraged a lot of other people to have tablets that have e-reading capability, which has limited their ability to sell e-readers.
And see, where they made their mistake, they would have done a lot better and sold a lot more if they called it the Nook E.
Nookie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nookie. People buy Nookie.
Guys would have bought it.
Oh, the guys would buy it. Absolutely.
What they have noticed
How
is...
How much for that Nookie?
What they have noticed is a 16% increase in digital content sales. So even though people aren't buying readers, they're buying more and more books in the e-format.
Okay.
Apple's closest partner, Foxconn, during a recent shareholder meeting, the company demoed a new smartwatch able to connect to an iPhone wirelessly and display incoming information, as well as Facebook. In addition to that, it monitors the wearer's heartbeat, respiration, and vital statistics. In the event there's something wrong, it can call medical emergency folks to your location. Apple responded to that by applying for a trademark on iWatch in Japan.
There's a problem with that. I've seen over the years watches where you can have video on them. What kind of eyes do you have to read or watch any video of it on a watch?
Frank, eight years ago, you and I sat in this very studio and talked about the fact that phones were going to play movies on them. And we said, who would ever consider watching a movie on something that small?
And I've watched one. But that's different than a watch. Look, when you get to be 40, 45 years old, you can't even read your mail. I mean, much less look at a watch and watch a movie on it. Well, as big as watches are getting, you've seen some of the watches? They look like pizza trays or something.
They're not selling watches to you and I don't think.
That's true.
Mozilla has partnered to create its first smartphone. You're going to have a Firefox smartphone. Talk much? No, I just read about it. It's called the ZTE Open. It's going to be available in Spain next month. It's going to cost about $90 outright or $3.10 a month for a two-year contract. If it goes well, Firefox plans on releasing their next version called the OneTouch Fire. And if that goes well, I would suspect you will see those cell phones here by Christmas.
Okay, that's what I need, another cell phone.
That's right. And Netflix has launched a virtual assistant to help you with recommendations. For the people who can't figure out what they want to watch, Netflix has named this virtual assistant Max. It says that they can find a movie for you in less than 120 seconds by asking you a series of questions about your mood, movies, or television shows you might like, combined with the algorithms they already use from their list to make recommendations.
That may be interesting.
That's all I got.
That's it. One quick question. A friend of mine last week, I ran into him, and he took out his phone. His phone, he had an iPhone, and the glass had a great big crack, diagonal crack all the way across it. I guess that doesn't really hurt anything, does it?
No, it won't hurt it. It just makes it hard to read, and eventually it will crack more if it's already cracked.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person that if I get a crack in my windshield, I want it fixed immediately. This stuff drives me nuts. He kept looking at his phone a couple times. I wanted to go, how do you stand looking at it with a big crack across the glass? We have a lot of calls here. We're going to start
this.
Yeah,
I've got a big crack in my butt.
You know what, Lauren?
Oh, my goodness.
That is not necessary and unacceptable, okay?
She loves to do that. Steve's on the phone. Steve, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Steve.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Steve.
Hallelujah. Hey, I got a statement and a question.
All right.
I had a 60-inch Sharp TV that was only 2.5 years old, and I didn't take out the extended warranty. And the LED went black on it, and they actually gave me a TV for half price and didn't really have to even do it. It was out of warranty, and they... It's kind of cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. Hey, I have a bad left eye. I have a hole in my retina, and I would love to watch 3D TV, but I can't wear contacts. And I guess my question to you is, can you purchase a prescription-type 3D glasses to help you watch if you have an eye problem?
I'm not aware of any. I know that the active ones, probably not. The ones that are designed that they close one side, one eye, and then the other to create it. Some of the passive ones you might be able to take to an optometrist and have a lens ground for them.
Okay.
But you'd have to do some research on a passive 3D television.
Okay.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I've had people ask me that, too, like for scuba diving, because the masks are just as non-prescription. You can actually get prescription lenses for your scuba mask.
I did it as a young, well, in my 20s. I went to a place, and they put prescription scuba. It was great.
I bet.
It was tremendous. Dave, say hi to Jose.
Dave?
Dave, 2 seconds, Dave.
Hello?
Okay,
Dave.
Say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I've got a desktop computer, 3-4 years old. It's a Hewlett Packard. And about 3 weeks ago, I was always using Internet Explorer for my web browser.
Mm-hmm.
And it got to where it wouldn't work. It would time out all the time and tell me, you know, it's resetting it. So I started using Google, and that worked for about a week and a half. And then here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, it won't cycle through either. Everything else on the computer works fine, but it's just those. Is that something where I'm looking at trying to fix the computer or replace it?
It sounds like you've got a little bug running around there somewhere.
Okay.
Have you run any of the malware searches?
I had the malware bites as well as the AZG, and they haven't been pulling up anything for me, but I can try running them again.
Okay, the other thing I'd recommend to do is go into your system restore and restore back to a point before your IE started acting up and see if that makes a difference.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, we talked
about
that. Okay. Well, that's what we'll try and see where we go from there.
Good luck.
All right, sir.
All right, Dave, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Rosemary, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I had a question for you.
Yes, dear.
I'm kind of advancing in age, and I have to make about 200 egg rolls. And I wanted to know, with an electric stove, would it be different than a gas stove? And how long would it take me for those egg rolls?
Well, it would depend on what it says on the package. The difference between electric and gas is electric, you have to wait a little longer for it to heat up. And then, of course, in advancing in age, say 60 or so, you'd probably need glasses to read the instructions on the side of the package.
Well, thank you, Jose. It was
you're
a
welcome.
Pleasure speaking with you today.
Rosemary, thank you.
I think you might want to stay with gas if you're advancing in age. Then it would heat up much faster.
I know you hate this, but you know that I can't help it.
Oh, I know. That wasn't...
aren't us all?
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm surprised you waited this long to get in there.
I didn't want to interrupt Rosemary. As soon as he said it, I said, okay, I'm going to have to.
I knew it was incorrect when I said it.
It's my job. I can't help it. I'm going to have to do it. And I know people hate me for that, but I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to fix the grammar. Mark, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Mark.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. So my question is, Jose, I've got a laptop, compact, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old, and occasionally the monitor, the screen on the laptop, gets like a glow or a sparkle in a very small section of it, and then progressively it'll get worse, and if I keep it on for a very long time, the screen will actually start flickering, or it'll be like going up and down like the old TVs used to.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I unplug it and let it sit for a while, then I turn it back on, and it's 100% fine again. But ultimately, I'll start to get that glow again. I'm not sure. I thought maybe it was like a short in the mouse and the USB port. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, Jose, can I come here a second? Mark, that's called POGAF. That's porn overload, glow, and flicker. From too much pornography. Okay, Jose.
Well, this is a vertical flicker. I don't know if that makes any difference or not.
Yeah, it's always vertical when it's porn overload. Yeah. Jose, what do you think?
It could be a couple things. There may start beginning of a short in the cable that connects your display to the keyboard portion when you open the hinge. Over time, those tend to wear out and start to crack, and you may be getting a short there. The other thing is it may be heat related to the video card, and that the video card is starting to fail. And so when it sits on for a while and gets hot, the video card starts to fail. You turn it off, let it cool down, and start again. Everything's fine.
Uh-huh. The way so to test it would keep be it elevated.
One would be keep it elevated. The other would be: do you have a regular monitor somewhere that you can plug it into?
I could, but that makes it hard to use the laptop feature.
It does, but if you put it in there long enough to test to see if that happens to the monitor as well as the laptop display, then you could narrow it down to the video card.
Okay, I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hot ton of calls today. Richard, we'll get as many as we can. Richard, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Richard?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I have a cell phone question.
Okay.
My wife and I both have Samsung phones. Hers is a S3 or something like that, and mine's a Rugby Pro.
Mm-hmm.
She had a problem with hers locking up. It's about a month old. Mine is about 2 months old, and the little X key that's supposed to go backwards and wipe things out was an M. You hit an X to back up, and it just put M's all over the place. So I went into the local AT&T store where we get our service through.
Yes.
And asked them to help us, and they said, well, you have to take the battery out once a week, and that'll fix it. I wasn't real happy with that comment when I first heard about my wife's phone, but they say, oh, how come you don't tell everybody that? Well, it's common knowledge. You need to do that. I've never heard of such a thing.
It's not common knowledge, or you'd have known it.
She said, it looks like you turn off your TV or shut down your computer. Well, I'm going to bed when I turn off the TV. I leave the phone on all the time. Have you ever heard needing to take the battery out to keep the thing running properly?
I've heard that and power them off and cycle them back on every once in a while.
Yeah, but once a week?
I don't know that once a week is necessary, but yeah, kind of like you leave computers run for a while, you have to reboot them to kind of clean up their memory and get them back to running normal. It's not unusual to have to do that.
My phone won't work inside the building where I work there in Alton, so I turn it off as soon as I get to work. So it's shut off at least once a day.
Okay.
And she took the battery out, reloaded it, put the battery back in, reloaded it twice, and it didn't help a bit. So we eventually had to have the whole thing redone and start over and find all the games and everything else again. But
With her Samsung, in the future, she has that problem. You can log on through the web to the Google Store where you get your apps from, and it will have all the apps that you have loaded on that device, and you just can click and reinstall all of them as opposed to having to go through the phone and find them.
Okay, that's at the Google Store?
Yeah, play.google.com.
Okay.
And for the Android phones, any apps that you've installed, it'll store them and tell you which ones are in there.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Richard, thank you. Boy, I wish we had more time. Let's get to Gene in here at least.
Gene's gone.
Then Debbie. Debbie, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. I'm trying to find out about any kind of an application or any kind of something that can help in an iPad to have PowerPoint. Is there any kind of an iPad that would take PowerPoint?
iPad that'll do PowerPoint presentations. I don't know of any offhand.
Okay.
Have you searched the App Store?
We have searched everything, and everything keeps saying it's coming up. Some say go ahead and buy it, and then you can hook it up. But other than that,
and I don't know that they make an Office version for iPads. I know they make them for Mac.
Oh, okay. We don't have Mac, though, so I guess.
Yeah, I gotta say the best thing is just wait till they come out with the app.
You think it's coming out soon?
I would think so. If there's enough demand for it, they'll make one. If they can sell it, absolutely.
Oh, maybe we should make our demands known, huh?
All right, that would be a good idea.
That's what you have
to do. Okay, thanks so much.
All right, Debbie, thank you. And that's it. We're wrapping it up. That's all the time we have. Here comes the theme music, and we thank our sponsor, Orec. That's right, O-R-E-C-K, the vacuum cleaner name. But wait till you see all the other great home care products in the Oric stores. There are 7 of them. They're locally owned and operated, and we love it when you go in and tell me your AM and the PM and thank them if you want to for sponsoring Jose every Monday. If you need to get a hold of Jose, you can email him. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. That's TechQuestions@KTRS.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Have a good day, everybody.
You too, Jose. Thank you. There he goes, off into the sunset and riding up and dismounting from his horse and hitching it to the post to step on into our saloon is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
Wow, you're not...
Huh?
You sound serious.
I just try to sound like you. Hello, Frank. You come on and go, hello, John.
Well, it's his business. Wow. It's a serious
hello,
business.
Hello, Frank.
This is
how do
serious
I sound?
Business.
Hello, Frank.
I like it.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, John.
You know what? I like it. It's got
hello,
a John yes. Wayne feel to it.
Hello, John.
Hello. How's everyone doing today?
We're great.
Fantastic.
We're great. How are you?
Oh, God. I'm doing fantastic. Absolutely
good.
Unbelievable.
That's good to hear.
You know?
Are you
hear.
Kidding me?
You know, I mean, a year ago we were in the midst of probably the third or fourth or fifth, who knows how many weeks of 100... plus, you know, upper 90s. When the high was going to be like 91 or 92, we thought it was cool from the blue end.
Yeah.
How weird is this weather?
Now, since you mentioned this, I have a great trivia question. I learned this watching the news yesterday, and I went online and looked it up to confirm it. It's absolutely true. First of all, the hottest temperature on record anywhere ever recorded was where in the world, do you think?
Ooh, man.
Death Valley?
Yeah, I was going to say Death Valley.
Death Valley, California. Do you know what it was? How much it was?
128.
34.
134. Dan Strauss wins the prize. He must have seen the story.
No, I didn't.
134 degrees is the hottest it's ever been anywhere in the world. And the reason that surprised me was I think it's Sahara Desert, you know, the Gobi, Egypt. No. In the United States, we have on record the hottest temperature anywhere in the world ever. And they came a day or two ago pretty close, like 128, 129, and they actually thought it might be possible for them to match it. What I need to do is go back and find what year that was. That'd be easy to do. In fact, Peon, maybe you can.
Oh, yeah, I can do that right now.
In what year did Death Valley reach 134 degrees? And there's a reason I want to know that. So, John, you'll know in a minute when he tells us.
I'm not very patient.
What's the hottest temperature you've ever been in? Not heat index, just flat temperature. What's the hottest you've ever been in?
1913.
Okay, now I'll tell you my reasoning. This global warming crap.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
The hottest ever was 1913 before anybody even heard the term global warming.
Let's see. There's the top 10 here, and
all the years ago
are before 1978 is the most recent.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Let me tell you what, there's no global warming going on out there right now. It's beautiful. This morning, I think it was 58 or 59 degrees for July 1st. That's crazy.
2 years ago, my wife were in 122-degree temperature. No, not heat index. 122. And we actually, together, played 18 holes of golf and teed off at noon in 122 degrees.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how tough we are.
That's crazy.
That is crazy, but that's how tough. People go, oh, you're not, Frank, you're not so tough. Yeah, really? 122 degrees, buddy. And the coldest weather I've ever been in, 30 below. Not wind chill. Stevens Point, Wisconsin, 30 below zero. And I did that deal where you take a cup of water and throw it in the air to see if it would turn to ice.
Yeah.
And honest to goodness, it did.
Wow.
It turned into ice crystals when I threw it in the air.
Hmm. That's something.
And people say, well, you're not that tough. Yeah, really? 122 and 30 below.
Yeah.
Well,
who would not say you're not that tough?
Well, I think a lot of people that don't know how tough I am.
See? Now, we know you, as maybe some other people don't know you.
Yeah.
As maybe the toughest guy you've ever met.
You're tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're tough. I mean, you impress me all the time as being literally one of the toughest, you know, people I've ever met.
How about this? You'll love this.
Yeah, tough guy.
On the ABC News, last night on the ABC News, the Sunday night ABC News, they showed out west where all this heat is, 115, 120. They showed somebody frying an egg. You know, you see this every year. They fry an egg outside. This is the part you won't believe. The reporter, the anchor, whoever's doing the ABC News, he says, you know, and I forgot who it was, the Parks Department or somebody requested, if you're going to go out and try frying the egg on Mother Earth, that you take a skillet and put the skillet on the ground, let the ground heat the skillet, and put the egg in the skillet, and not just fry the egg directly on the ground. You'll never believe why. They said because if you fry the egg on the ground, remnants of the eggs could be harmful to some animals.
What?
I'm not making it up.
Remnants of the
eggs. First of all, how many
eggs?
First of all, how many eggs are people going to be frying on the ground? Not very many.
But
if you do it, please use a skillet because it could make an animal sick.
What animal?
I don't know. Any dog or someone comes along, or wolf or coyote.
A wolf might get some. Walking around on the concrete and eating an egg.
Exactly.
They're up in the mountains.
When he said it, I backed it up to make sure I heard it right. Put a skillet on the ground.
Most dogs could eat anything. Nothing's going to affect them. If it's not good for them, guess what? It it Thumbs goes up. Through their system, it's gone.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they know how to, their bodies are equipped to let, they can be walking around happy as can be, tail wagging, all of a sudden, boop.
Well, look, you've had dogs.
They get it, and they smell it, and it's like, okay.
You've had dogs, you have a dog now. When I was a kid, we had a dog. We never once, that I remember, went to the store and bought any of this vitamin-infused special dog food protein. Our dog ate whatever we threw down for it to eat, and he was a healthy, happy dog and lived a long time. And whatever was left over at the table, here, you know.
I get a kick out of some of the commercials where they show, like, for cat food, they warm it up in the microwave.
Oh, yeah.
And then would you, like, put your food in there and warm it up? You know, minutes after you've warmed up the cat food in the microwave? Or do you have a separate kitty microwave?
Maybe. The cat probably has his own microwave.
I bet they do. Yeah.
I did that once. Muffin. I did that once, and then I heated something else up, and then I ate it, and then I pooped in the sandbox outside.
You know? Well, you could save on a lot of toilet paper that way, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I got to say, again, I love my dog, and I love pets, but we spend more money on pets, and we care. Some people worry more about pets than they do children. And I mean, you know, and then the homeless, that's another thing that just really kicks me off. But, you know, we worry more about dogs and cats than kids. Okay, I'm reading this Jim Gaffigan book. I'll tell you again. It says, you know, Dad is fat, and it's something that he saw. One of his kids, like, wrote a stick picture with a big belly, and underneath it says, Dad is fat. So now he and his wife wrote a book about, you know, their five kids, and he's just a funny, funny guy that uses no vulgarity.
Yeah.
Never uses any cussing.
Good for him.
So he talks about how people, you know, as soon as you tell them that you're going to have children, he goes, by the way, you lose like 6 to 8 friends because they're scared that maybe it will rub off on their wife. They don't want to have kids. But then people that will say up front, we're not going to have kids. But then when you say, wow, we're going to have a baby, they're like, oh, we're getting a new dog.
Yeah.
What is the comparable to say, we just said we're going to have a baby. And they're like, yeah, we're getting a dog.
It's not a competition.
I know. I mean, again, I love my dog, but, we're looking to breed Jack right now. He's a champion male. And
What will you charge for Jack's services?
Well, if we can get a champion of a female, then I get the pick of the litter. And then the breeder gets to keep the other puppies, and they sell those puppies. Okay, and they'll bring.
Oh, so you're not putting Jack up for like stud service for, you know,
you don't people get money
to bring people to bring their female dogs and get.
No,
it
this
on
is a little thing. Personal. This is kind of a topic that sticks between Jack and I.
Well, you brought it now, up.
Yeah,
well, I know, but I mean, you're asking me some personal questions now.
No, they're not personal. You're not the dog.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're not personal. They're about Jack, not you.
Well, that Jack's my. I mean, I'm his buddy. I mean, he's my hunting dog.
I need a good ruckin' babe, though.
Good what, babe?
Hold it.
Good ruckin'.
Oh,
babe.
Ruckin'.
Have you been talking to Jack while you've been here before?
Yeah,
a lot like him. Let me hear that again, Dan.
I need a good ruckin' bitch. That's what a female dog is.
Yeah. We know Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, Jack doesn't cuss.
Everybody. No, well, that's not cursing. That's not cursing. Bitch is a female dog.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Doug. He'll tell you. It's female dog. Like a bastard. People say that bastard. Bastard's not a dirty word. It's a kid born out of wedlock.
Watch the Westminster dog show. Those announcers.
Oh, that's right. With those sophisticated voices.
Yes.
This is one of the bitches in North America.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
This is the fourth bitch in this category. Yeah.
Okay. We done?
Yeah, we're done.
Done.
Let's sell something. We got about 2 minutes to sell. Well, we don't have any time, but let's sell something.
Well, we still got a tremendous amount. More probably Chevy, Sparks, Sonics, Cruises, Malibus, Impalas at one location. Than probably seven other Chevy stores combined. So shop online. That's the great way to start the process. Check us out at Londoff.com, LONDOFF, Londoff.com. You can practically buy the entire vehicle in the process through that. And again, my email address, if you want to reach out to me, is pretty simple. It's LondoffJR. It's simple because I need to keep it simple. So it's LondoffJR at Londoff.com. Love to hear from some of your listeners. Just a tremendous, I'm going to say 5 or 6 a.m. and the p.m., if not more this weekend.
Probably.
And my theory still holds true. Funny people, I mean, just so much fun.
Likeable.
They're here to have a great time. They know they're going to spend money, but they're going to have a great time. They know the red carpet is going to be thrown out for them. And they giggle and laugh throughout the whole process and know that, you know, again, they're getting special treatment because they are special. They're AM and the PM.
Now, what is your middle name? What's your middle name?
Harry.
Okay. So it's not...
Blond up JR for Junior. I can't help it.
But don't call him Junior, folks. He doesn't like that. He does not like that.
Junior.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be 55 in a matter of months. I mean,
oh, boy.
Don't you lose that Junior.
Well, that old guy on The Sopranos was called Junior, and he was in his 80s or something. That old character. Oh, who was he?
He was
somebody's dad.
Tony's uncle.
I didn't watch
Tony's
that.
Uncle. Uncle Junior. Yeah. Uncle Junior. We need to wrap it. You would like to have a phone number or something?
I'd love to. It's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24-7. 365 at lawnduff.com. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florissant, Missouri.
All right. They're on the way.
All right, kids. Hey, have a great night.
Thank you, John. Right, you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Did he say have a great name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great name.
Have a great name.
Well, thanks.
All right.
But who is he talking to?
Frank. It's not that great. But you know what? That was nice.
He likes a great name.
Or maybe it's some new slang, like some new colloquialism or something. We need to look into that. Peon, you're the best at that. Check that out, will you?
Have a good name.
Kind of a new hip thing. Have a great name.
Maybe it's text talk.
It could be text talk.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, real quickly before we break, speaking of that, did you see where HBO is going to air the entire Sopranos series again from beginning to end?
No.
What's amazing to me is when somebody dies, and I guess I'm just different, just because James Gandolfini died, how many people out there could be going, hey, you know what? Now that he died, I think I'd like to watch that whole series. I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
But apparently they do.
The sales were through the roof.
Yeah. Mm. All right, we got.
Yeah, I found it. Have a great name. It's an acronym actually.
Really.
Night and morning, everybody. Have a great night and morning, everybody.
Have a great night and morning.
Yeah.
Have a great name.
Have a great night and morning, everybody.
Yeah.
NAM. You know what? He's on the cutting edge.
Who knew?
Whew.
I've never heard that.
Trendsetter.
Night and morning, everybody.
Have a great name. We're going to start using that. All right, we'll be back. Wow. Big 550 KTRS.
All right, here's a guy that has a great name every day. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
My head is exploding. I'm so confused.
Yeah. Don't be confused.
Okay, I won't. You know what? We're getting some rain, and it's just on the downtown area, south on 55. So it's causing a little bit of a slowdown on southbound 55, still from about Arsenal down through Gasconade, Loughborough, a couple little slow pockets there. They've cleared that accident that was on Lafayette, so that still has eastbound 44 traffic backing up in the right lane, approaching Jefferson to the merge with Highway 55. Now, on southbound 270, you just have some stop-and-go traffic from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 looks pretty good, but eastbound 64 is slowing right at Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, a little slow from about 4th Street to Highway 64, and westbound 70, you are stop and go from 270 to the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic's Summer Pretzel Dog is a premium beef hot dog in a soft pretzel bun. It's a delicious twist on a summer classic. Try one, dog. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic, with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
McGraw Live in the Morning, in partnership with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, brings you stories from the largest, most experienced newsroom in the region. Hear it on the Big 550 and see it all on KTRS-TV at stltoday.com.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
A weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to Bacon Fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away. Get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life. for your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Fireleaf, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
There's a revolution brewing, America. It's brewing across this country, and it's taking back America one beer at a time. Say you want a revolution. Well, American Patriot Beer and American Patriot Light, two of the greatest tasting beers in the world, say our fans. And it's our American owned and operated. In fact, it's brewed by the Teamsters. The beer that if you're lucky to find, well, you're lucky. And you are lucky. Because for this summer, we've decided to offer American Patriot and American Patriot Light at extreme competitive pricing. Because we know that when you try it, it will become your new favorite premium lager. So stand proud, compatriots, and stand down for no one. And always be kind to motorcycles. American Patriot. Take them back, America, one beer at a time. The All American Beer Company, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer, and you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for, from Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, Eric here from Rick's Ace Hardware and Garden Center. We're at the corner of Clayton and 141 in Town and Country. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project and turn your to-do list into a to-done list, or visit us online at acestl.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you don't have dental insurance? Well, stop waiting and give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-8038. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people turn to us every day because they're looking for good dental coverage at a great price. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can help pay for everything, from x-rays and fillings to crowns and dentures, for less than a dollar a day. And it provides immediate protection for preventive care, so you can get the checkups you need now and help protect yourself against big bills later on. You can't be turned down for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, there are no networks, so you can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. So why wait? Call today and get the protection you need now. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-8038. 1-800-300-8038.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
A message from Wilkie Window and Door.
When you're replacing windows in your home, Anderson 400 Series windows give you more. More selection, more performance, more confidence. All from the most trusted name in windows. It's no wonder they're in more homes than any other window. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors. We make replacement solutions happen.
Available at Wilkie Window and Door. Visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Fenton, and Shiloh, or go to wilkiewindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Meet me at the Muni. The Muni in
Forest Park.
Hello, this is Phyllis Smith inviting you to leave your office to meet me at the Muni for the divine musical comedy Nonsense, Muni Style. We'll have a stage full of wonderfully funny singing and dancing nuns, so let us entertain you. You wouldn't want to disappoint a nun, would you?
Nonsense, Muni Style, July 1st through the 7th, sponsored by Edward Jones. Call 314-534-1111, the Muni Box Office, or online at muni.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wish I could take some kind of informal survey of the listeners and ask if they know what noshing is. I'll bet you most of them don't. It's a Jewish term, noshing. There was a place in Clayton called the Posh Nosh. But I bet most people don't know what that is.
I know the term. I didn't know it was a Jewish term.
Yeah. My Jewish boss told me that one time. He says, he gave me a book about Yiddish. And he says, here, read this and you'll understand me. Because he always turned yenta, you know, and he would say, oy vey, and he'd go, we're going to go nosh. And I
worked for a Jewish couple for a while, too. Yeah. And
What the heck are you talking about? And so he said, literally, for Christmas, he gave me a book. He goes, here, read this. All the Yiddish terms are in there. It was pretty interesting. When I was a kid, I was in the 4-H club, and I don't know why, because I didn't raise any pigs, or we didn't really live on a farm. We lived in the hick sticks in the middle of nowhere, but I wasn't a farmer, but I joined the 4-H club, and the H's stood for something, head, heart, hands, health, or something like that. So I think there are a lot of people who are in the 4BP club. That's the 4 body parts club. The body parts are knee, neck, back, and shoulder. Those are the 4 major parts of the body that send people into Associated Physicians Group for physical therapy. Knees, necks, backs, and shoulders. Now, they're in the physical therapy and pain management business. And a lot of these people who go to Associated Physicians Group go in there having previously been told they were going to have surgery. And nobody wants to have surgery if it can be avoided. And thousands of these people have found out they didn't have to have surgery because of the physical therapy and the pain management experts, and they are experts at Associated Physicians Group. They're in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, and Edwardsville, Illinois. So before you just take one person's opinion and roll over and go, okay, knock me out, let's have surgery, maybe you need to see these people. They're very good at what they do. It could be lower back, it could be elbow, it could be other things, but those are the 4 big ones. APG, think of it as all pain gone, because that's their goal and your goal ultimately. Associated Physicians Group, APGPain.com. Downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring, of course, Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Please download the great new app, STL Taxi. Wait till you see how great this thing is and how easy it is to get a Laclede Cab. STL Taxi. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday. How are you?
Bill, we're great. How are you?
I'm terrific. Well, the daughter of Hulk Hogan, Brooke Hogan, is getting married.
About time.
Right.
Yeah. See, right away, you know, it's going to be a different kind of wedding. I can just sort of see the reception. Instead of tossing the bouquet in the air, she'll just smash a folding chair into one of the bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And during a Rolling Stones concert in Washington, D.C., Mick Jagger took a verbal jab at President Obama.
Uh-oh.
This is the second time Jagger criticized the sitting U.S. president. The first time was during the Stones' maiden farewell tour when Jagger lashed out at Millard Fillmore. It's been a while. And according to J.D. Power survey, or a J.D. Power survey, I should say, the lowest quality vehicle is a Ford C-Max crossover hybrid. Yeah. During the crash test, dummies had to get out and push.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, well, there you go. And finally this afternoon,
Millard Fillmore. When you think of presidents, there's a name you never think of.
That's the funniest one I can think of. A Wisconsin man claims that he was eating at a restaurant and baking his sandwich with a 7-inch knife. Yeah. Although he told his girlfriend it was a 10-inch knife.
No, of course he did. Yeah. Of course he did a rim shot. Yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
Well, he didn't get it. He's slow.
Oh, sorry.
He's slow.
Well, that's understandable. The Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Sutherland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it, yeah.
Bill Cleveland, pickleball player.
Yeah, I've heard him talk about that before.
His latest, Bill Cleveland on the Road, he takes you to a pickleball court. I think I've heard of it before, but I don't know anybody that I've ever talked to who played it. It's like a combination tennis, ping pong, and badminton. It's a smaller court, and you use a big oversized paddle. And it's essentially
a wiffle ball.
Yeah. It looks just like a wiffle ball, so pickleball. You do not want to go away. I'm going to do some business, and after that, there's going to be news. And then there's going to be the Playhouse, and I got some pretty interesting stuff for you in the Playhouse. I also saw The Heat with Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
And, buddy, did you see it?
No.
A lot of the reviews are really making it out to be a great comedy. I got to tell you something. It's funny in a few places, but I'm already tired of her act as being a bullying, heavy-set, man-like chick.
She was on Saturday Night Live.
That was a repeat, yeah.
Was it a repeat? Yeah. It was pretty funny, though.
It's funny, but I've seen it.
One-track character.
Exactly. One-dimensional, and I've seen her talk dirty and tell a guy, I'll F you up, and then hit him in the testicle. I mean, that's what the whole thing is. And a lot of people in the theater were laughing, but my wife and I just kind of looked at each other. I think we laughed three times at The Heat. So get ready for filthy, filthy language.
Was Sandra Bullock any good in it?
From Melissa McCarthy, huh?
Was Sandra Bullock good in it?
Yeah, she was good. She was Sandra Bullock. She's kind of always Sandra Bullock to me. American Equity Mortgage is always American Equity Mortgage. That's a good thing. That's what you want them to be. You want them to be the top of the heap, king of the hill, the one that all these other companies try to sound like and try to be like. They copy their phrasing. They copy their phone number style. Go ahead and copy. The greatest form of flattery. That's what they say. But American Equity Mortgage has been around for 21 years. They have saved thousands of people. Well, if you total it all up cumulatively, it's millions of dollars. The average is $640 a month, and that's just the people who decide to ditch the credit card debt. That's how much the average person in net cold hard savings has every month that they didn't have before, $640. Some people it's more, $1,000, $1,200, some less. The average is $640. Think about that. You're rid of the credit card debt. They'll help you do it. They know how. Use that equity in your house. It's called bill consolidation. Also, ask them about a home equity loan. Or if you need a mortgage, American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Don't go away. Good Playhouse, good joke. 5 o'clock, Big 550. KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The firefighting fraternity has been stunned by events in Arizona. 19 firefighters from Prescott were killed by the wildfire.